Hello, are you still there?
Hey Douglas, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha, nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to know more about what you offer. What makes Dasha stand out for companies like Acme Plumbers?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. Lead generation can be tricky, especially getting quality leads that actually convert. Revenue growth often feels tied to how well we engage those leads quickly and personally. How exactly does Dasha's AI handle that human-level interaction?
Tell me more about getting quality leads that actually convert.
Sure thing. Getting quality leads means finding prospects who are genuinely interested and ready to buy, not just random contacts. Dasha's AI can engage leads in natural, human-like conversations to qualify them in real time, asking the right questions, understanding needs, and even booking appointments. It's like having a smart assistant working 24/7 to boost your conversion rates. Sounds helpful, right?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used that service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. In 12 months, I'd imagine having a steady stream of warm, qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, meaning sales teams spend more time closing deals and less chasing dead ends. Revenue would be noticeably up, and the whole lead gen process would feel smoother and more predictable. Plus, the AI would be handling those tricky first contacts flawlessly. Sounds like a game changer, huh?
What do you mean by noticeably up and more predictable? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By noticeably up, I mean seeing a clear increase in sales revenue, enough to impact your bottom line positively and justify the investment. More predictable means you can forecast your sales pipeline with confidence, reducing surprises and planning growth strategies better. That stability is crucial because it helps you allocate resources wisely and avoid last-minute scrambles. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about that stability and why it's crucial for you.
Absolutely. Stability in lead generation and revenue means your business isn't riding a roller coaster of highs and lows. It lets you plan ahead, whether that's hiring new staff, investing in marketing, or expanding services without the stress of unpredictable income. For me, that kind of steady growth builds confidence across the whole team and keeps everyone motivated. Plus, it helps avoid those nerve-wracking months where you're scrambling to hit targets. How does that fit with what you're aiming for?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is juggling enough time and resources to follow up on every lead quickly and personally. Sometimes promising leads slip through the cracks. Also, scaling outreach without sounding robotic or pushy is tough. Does Dasha's AI help with those issues?
What are all the ways those problems and constraints are affecting the business right now?
Good question. When leads slip through the cracks, that means missed sales opportunities and slower revenue growth. It can also frustrate the sales team, lowering morale when their efforts don't pay off. Plus, if outreach feels robotic, potential customers might tune out or lose trust, hurting your brand reputation. Altogether, these issues can stall business momentum and make growth feel like an uphill battle. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how it's hurting your brand reputation?
Sure. When outreach sounds robotic or impersonal, customers can feel like they're just another number, not valued individuals. That can lead to negative impressions like thinking the company doesn't really care or isn't professional. Word of mouth spreads fast, so a few bad experiences can ripple out and make others hesitant to engage. Over time, that erodes trust and makes it harder to build lasting relationships. Does that match what you've seen?
Wow. It sounds like missed opportunities, lower morale, and brand trust erosion. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Mary, I appreciate the offer. Before we lock in a demo, could you hold on a moment? I need to check my schedule real quick. Of course,